This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, what's considered the largest Two-Spirit powwow opens this weekend in San Francisco. States and tribes contend with a new rule that could limit their power to protect waterways. And a new season of the Navajo crime drama Dark Winds premieres this weekend. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. The 15th annual Bay Area American Indian Two-Spirit Powwow is happening this Valentine's Day. Buffalo's Fire reports that organizers hope that the event goes fine, with participants and volunteers feeling safe and supported as the rawhide drum ushers in the grand entry. Sapote Flores is a co-chair for the Bates Powwow. She says this year, the presence of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is creating concerns.
We are developing very specific ICE protocols internally. We hear these forms of propaganda where Two-Spirit people are quote-unquote terrorists. All of these different attacks on our community. But it's still going to happen because it is a tantamount important event that people need.
Another co-chair, Kat Warren, says the Trump administration has made things challenging for Two-Spirits and the Native LGBTQ plus community. The president has rolled out executive orders that bans gender-affirming care for youth and defines gender as only male or female, determined at conception.
You know, a lot of our folks are very concerned about the folks that are going to attend this panel because we do bring in a lot of folks, and we want to make sure everyone is taken care of and able to experience the medicine of the powwow. We see the struggles and we see the ongoing pressure of this administration, and we are trying our best to be above it.
Bates is regarded as the largest Two-Spirit powwow in North America, with non-gender contest dancing and flags representing Native LGBTQ+ and Two-Spirit people. States and tribes would have less power to protect waterways under the Clean Water Act when reviewing energy and infrastructure projects. As Danielle Kading reports, the Environmental Protection Agency would limit their authority under a new rule.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said the changes would protect water quality while ending, quote, weaponization of the law that has delayed or blocked projects. States and authorized tribes can review the effects of dams, bridges, and pipelines on wetlands and waterways under the Clean Water Act. The proposal would narrow water quality impacts they could consider. Nancy Stoner is an attorney with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says the rule would also remove a process that allows tribes to weigh in on federally regulated projects, even if they haven't adopted their own programs to set water quality standards.
So it puts a huge hurdle in front of tribes that they have to actually adopt a whole water quality standards program in order to look at a federally permitted activity and what are the impacts on the waters, on the tribal waters.
About 15% of federally recognized tribes have received approval from the EPA to adopt their own programs for water quality standards. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
I don't know where she is.
You don't know? I won't tell.
And this weekend sees the return of the AMC series Dark Winds. The award-winning detective series takes place in 1970s Navajo country. Zahn McClarnon plays Tribal Police Lieutenant Joe Leaphorn, who finds himself stalked by a mysterious woman who carves a path of destruction across the reservation. Franca Patenta plays Irena Fagan. She and McClarnon discuss their dynamic upon their first physical meeting in the season.
He's vulnerable with no clothes on, half naked, but also vulnerable in his life and what he's going through psychologically and emotionally, with possibly losing his wife and searching for what the Diné people call hojo, you know, the balance and stability in his life. And he's in search of that very much when he meets Irene for the first time.
I'm not connected to the earth anymore. So she's very impressed and very enamored with what she's seeing, and she just wants to devour that.
Dark Winds premieres Sunday night on AMC. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.